From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
New rules and fresh headaches for short-term borrowers. That's coming up next on Your Money Matters.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. A move by the Securities and Exchange Commission to make money market funds safer is actually putting some stress on cities, counties, and foreign banks. Here with that story is the Wall Street Journal's Heather Gillers. Heather, to start with, can you tell us about the new rules?
Yeah, so these rules govern money market funds, particularly prime funds and institutional municipal funds. And that's where companies, pension funds, insurance companies park their money. They can get a little better rate than if they were in a normal savings account. And essentially, with these rules, the SEC is trying to avoid a repeat of what happened during the crisis, which is that too many companies tried to pull their money out at once, and the federal government ended up having to backstop it. So toward that end, federal regulators are not going to let these funds promise investors all their money back anymore. And that's making the funds less attractive. And so companies are pulling the money out and funds are closing.
And how is all of this affecting some short-term borrowers?
Right. So short-term debt is what these funds are invested in. And mm-hmm. So when companies pull their money out, the rates go up for both companies and municipalities to issue this type of debt because it's less in demand.
Right. So can you give us some examples? What does this mean for some city and county governments?
Well, so typically, city and county governments, local governments, use short-term debt to advance cash ahead of either a long-term bond issue or tax collection. You know, you might have your tax revenues coming in April, but you need to do something in November, so you take out a short-term debt. So a good example would be Idaho. I talked to the Idaho state treasurer, and he, every August, he takes out short-term debt so that he can give money to the school district of Idaho before they open the doors for school in the fall, and then he gets the money back when the state taxes come in a month later.
Mm-hmm.
So for him, his rates have more than doubled since last year, and that's an extra $2 million, which is, you know, not a lot, but it's still money, and state budgets are tight.
Right. So where do you see this going from here? Will there be changes on either side?
It's interesting. The impact of this is probably lower. I mean, we should put this in perspective a little bit and say this is more of a headache than a catastrophe for mm-hmm. local governments. No city is going to probably get downgraded as a result of this problem. The interesting thing here is that this is happening at a time when rates are really, really low. So the impact in real dollars isn't going to be huge, but it could get bigger if rates go up and the added stress created by these new rules further increases borrowing costs for municipalities.
Sure. That's the Wall Street Journal's Heather Gillers. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.